Friends, I am so pleased to be with you to discuss on the subject of spirituality in business. Both are my dear subjects. I have been a businessman for half of my life, and spirituality was the another half of my life. Spirituality is absolutely essential for everyone to live a good life, happy life, harmonious life, wholesome life, good for oneself and good for others. A business leader has bigger responsibility. So not only for one's own benefit, one's own peace and harmony, but for the benefit and peace and harmony of so many others with whom he or she comes in contact, it is absolutely essential to live a spiritual life. What is a spiritual life? Spirituality cannot be tagged with this religion or that religion. Spirituality is spirituality. Every religion worth the name has the quintessence. The inner essence of every religion is spirituality. And that is, live a moral life with a disciplined mind, with a pure mind, full of love, compassion, goodwill, and tolerance. This is essential for everyone to live a good life. And those who are corporate leaders, for them it is absolutely essential. You have to lead other business people. You have to lead your associates, your subordinates, your juniors, your workers. How can you lead unless you are able to lead yourself? Spirituality is to learn how to lead oneself. You want others to remain in a disciplined way, one has to learn how to live a disciplined life oneself. Ups and downs are bound to come in the life. Vicissitudes are bound to come in the life. Autumn and spring, flow and ebb, sun and rain, bound to come in the life. How to keep the cool of the mind? How to maintain the equanimity of the mind, equipoise of the mind, equilibrium of the mind? This is the biggest quality of every human being, but biggest quality of those who are leaders of the society. Good or bad, everything percolates from the top. If the leaders of the society cannot present a good example, if they can't live a balanced life, a good life, how can we expect others to live a good life? So it becomes more important for the leaders of the society to learn how to live the life of spirituality. In business, one may get enormous profit, nothing wrong, you are working for profit. But by getting profit, your stock prices go high and your elation goes high, touching the sky. You are so elated. That means when you face the loss, you will be so depressed, so depressed. If you learn how to maintain the equanimity, then you keep on working. The depression won't come. In spite of whatever losses, stock prices have gone down, There is difficulty with the government rules, regulations, difficulty with the workers. All those have to be faced. How do you face? With the balance of the mind. And balance of the mind cannot be attained just by understanding at the intellectual level, accepting it, yes, I must have a balanced mind. In every situation, I must keep equanimity. Easy to accept at the intellectual level. Also easy to accept at the emotional or devotional level. But it must be at the actual level. And that is where spirituality comes to help you. Otherwise, something goes wrong in the business. And you become so agitated. So irritated. I am talking all this with my own experience. I had been a businessman before Vipassana. What was my condition? How unhappy, how agitated I was. Something goes wrong, mind becomes very much agitated, irritated. And that irritation you start expressing when you are in the office dealing with your juniors, your associates, your workers. The whole atmosphere becomes so tense. You start shouting, yelling. The whole atmosphere, what a bad, unhealthy scenario. How can people work? They work because you shout at them out of fear, they work. But with fear, can they give their full potentiality? Their full ability is not used. Out of fear, they work. But not, this is not a perfect way of working. You take advice from some expert, a business management expert comes, a psychiatrist comes and tells you, no, this is not good for you. All these negative emotions that you generate is harmful for you, and harmful for your whole atmosphere in your office, harmful for your business. You can't deal properly with your customers. You can't deal properly with your shareholders. What sort of life is this? So learn how to generate positive emotion instead of negative emotion, positive emotion. Very good advice. This is what a counselor will advise, will be given by a counselor. You say, yes, yes, very good. Now I won't shout. I won't yell. But deep inside there is anger. Something undesirable has happened, and you generate anger. You don't say anything, you control. Your face has become red. Your eyes have become red. What you are generating? The whole atmosphere, the vibration that you are giving, is the vibration of negativity. Although you are not shouting, your mind inside is shouting. The whole atmosphere gets charged with negativity. The whole atmosphere gets polluted. How can people work properly in this atmosphere? There the spirituality comes to help you. Because spirituality is not merely an advice. It's not merely a counseling. It is not merely an intellectual game. Yes, I understand. This is bad. This is good. I must be free from badness. I must be... practice only something good. You understand. But in your actual practice, it is totally opposite. Spirituality has to be practiced. And the spirituality is to live a moral life. What is moral life? Don't perform any action. Any action, vocal or physical, which will harm and hurt others, which will disturb the peace and harmony of others, don't perform such actions. Yes, accept it. But then, how? How not to perform? Unless you have control of over your mind. So the first step one has to accept, I have to live a moral life. And the second step, then I must have a disciplined mind. For that I have to take certain steps. certain exercises, all right, you control your mind. Now you keep your mind as you like it to be, but still it is not complete. At the surface of the mind, you have a controlled mind. Now, even at the mental level, you don't shout, you don't yell, you don't generate negativity. But then at the depth of the mind, there is a habit pattern where constantly you keep on generating some defilement or the other. And constantly there is agitation at the root level of the mind. Unless that is rectified, whatever you do at the surface level of the mind, it is good to some extent, but then time and again there will be volcanic eruption and again you are the same person. So one has to go to the depth of the mind and purify totality of the mind, not just surface of the mind. Change the habit pattern of generating defilements at the depth of the mind. And for that, there is a very ancient technique which is called Vipassana. Self-observation. You observe what is happening within you, both at the level of mind and at the level of body. Psyche and soma, they are so strongly related, you can't separate them. Mind and matter, so strongly related. A great scientist of the world, super scientist, an enlightened person, 26 centuries back, he discovered how mind keeps on affecting the body and how body keeps on affecting the mind. And all this is happening at the deeper level, at the root level, and the surface level of the mind doesn't know what's happening deep inside. And one keeps on generating one defilement or the other and keeps on harming oneself. For that, he discovered a technique how to go to the depth of the mind and rectify it. Self-rectification, self-correction. Nobody else will correct you, you have to correct yourself. You have to find out where I make mistake, where something is going wrong. Go to the depth where you find something is going wrong because of my old habit pattern. I have to change this habit pattern. Somebody can just show you the path, you have to work out your own salvation. So to go to that depth, the mind, a part of the mind must be very sharp, very sensitive. For that, the tradition is you have to spare 10 days of your life to learn spirituality, apply the spirituality, how to live a spiritual life, and what to do for these 10 days. A congenial atmosphere with least disturbance, and there is somebody to guide you. You sit down, any posture, not necessarily lotus posture, half lotus posture, any posture that suits you, that keeps you comfortable for a longer period is a good posture. Keep your back and your neck straight, your eyes closed, your mouth gently closed. You are investigating the truth about your own mind, your own matter, your psyche, your soma. What reality is manifesting now? Just observe the reality pertaining to your own mind and your own matter. No imagination, no speculation, nothing doing. The reality as it is. The first reality that you will experience is your breath, the breath coming in, the breath going out. Start with that. Keep on observing the breath coming in, breath going out. Don't make it a breathing exercise. Don't try to control the breath. The natural flow of the breath, if it is deep, it is deep. If it is shallow, it is shallow. Passing through left nostril, right nostril. Just keep on observing, keep on feeling. So easy, you have to do nothing. Yet it is so difficult. Whenever you make a decision and come for a 10-day course, you will find so difficult. You will hardly observe a couple of breaths and the mind is gone somewhere. And suddenly you realize, I was here to observe the breath, what happened? And again bring it back. You again wander away, again bring it back. Many a times a new student gets frustrated. What sort of mind I am carrying? This simple job, only to observe, do nothing, just observe. And yet it can't do. Then the guide will say, no, don't generate negativity. You have come here to come out of your habit of negativity, and you started generating negativity towards yourself. Negativity is negativity towards yourself or towards anybody. You become miserable because of negativity. Just accept the fact. Mind has wandered away. And you realize, oh look, mind has wandered away. Smilingly accept it. Oh, mind has wandered away. All right. The breath is still there. I start again. You start again. Again the mind wanders away. Again you realize, you accept the fact. Again you start. Very patiently, very persistently, you keep on working, keep on working. The second day, the third day, mind becomes more and more quiet, more and more tranquil. Not totally, but much better compared to the first day. And because you are working with the truth, this is again a science of mind and matter. You are working with the truth, and you are working on a small area, mind is kept just on the small area below the nostrils, above the upper lip. From here, you feel the breath coming in, going out, and you are working continuously, continuously, continuously. So far as this technique is concerned, continuity of practice is the secret of success. You keep on working continuously, continuously. By the time it is the third day, the mind naturally becomes very sharp, very sensitive. And you start experiencing certain deeper reality pertaining to yourself. Reality, no imagination. Throughout the whole exercise, imagination is prohibited. Reality pertaining to your mind, pertaining to your matter, the combination of the two, whatever manifests, whatever you experience. You will notice in this area different kinds of sensations, physical sensations. Throughout the body, every moment, some biochemical reaction or the other is taking place. Some electromagnetic reaction or the other is taking place. And they manifest themselves as this sensation or that sensation. Very gross sensations like pain, pressure, heaviness, one can feel at the conscious level. But there are so many subtle sensations. As you proceed on the path, you reach the stage where the entire body is nothing but very subtle oscillation. Very subtle oscillation, which your normal mind cannot feel. You have to reach that stage where you feel different kinds of sensations, and that is why you work for 3 days continuously to make your mind very sharp, very sensitive. You start feeling sensations here. And 4th day onwards, you practice observing the whole body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. And you find there are sensations everywhere, different kinds of sensations. Initially, many sensations are very gross, solidified, intensified, pain, pressure, heaviness, etc. But as you keep on working, without reacting to the sensation, just observe, observe objectively, accept the sensation as sensation, you will find mind again becomes sharper and sharper, sharper and sharper. Whatever you are experiencing is solidity. Gets divided, dissected, disintegrated, dissolved. Within a few days, the entire physical structure is nothing but very subtle oscillation, vibration, no imagination. This has to be experienced. This super scientist in that age, without the use of any instruments, scientific instruments of modern age, scientific apparatus of modern age, with his insight, with experience, he noticed that the entire body is made of very tiny particles. The word atom was not used. He said kalapa, tiniest particle of the matter. And that tiniest particle is also not solid. It is mere vibration, mere vibration. So entire physical structure, vibration, vibration, entire universe, vibration, vibration. This can be experienced by anyone who follows the path as taught by him. Vibration, vibration, what do you gain by that? All right, you experience, so what? You have reached the stage where you can now understand the interaction of mind and matter so clearly. Matter, mind also, initially any mental content might come solidified, intensified, anger has arisen, passion has arisen, fear has arisen, so solidified, observing, this also gets divided, dissected, disintegrated. Vibration. Mind, matter, both are mere vibration. then you start realizing that these sensations are strongly related to your mind. Although they are bodily, physical sensations, they are strongly related to the mind. Anything that arises in the mind arises with the sensation on the body. Nothing can arise in the mind without a sensation on the body. A great discovery, which is true. Anybody can practice and find it. Because one does not know what is happening at that depth, something has arisen, a pleasant sensation has arisen, and there is a sensation, pleasant sensation, and you react with craving, with clinging. Unpleasant sensation, you react with aversion, hatred. And when you reach that stage, you notice whether you generate craving or you generate aversion, you have lost the peace of your mind. You have lost the equanimity of your mind. You have lost the balance of your mind. You are a miserable person. So at the depth of the mind, constantly if you are generating some defilement or the other, and you are losing your peace and harmony, want to keep your peace and harmony only on the surface, that doesn't work. So change the habit pattern at the depth of the mind. And as you keep on working, it becomes easy and easy. Now, an advisor will say, don't generate negative emotion. It is harmful, harmful to the whole atmosphere. But if you are established in the technique of spirituality, you will notice, as soon as I generate any negativity, anger, hatred, ill will, animosity, any negativity, I find the sensations, what has happened in the body. Body and mind, both together. And you notice, there's a burning sensation in the whole body. Burning sensation. This palpitation increases, tension that builds up, you are a miserable person. One starts experiencing that. Otherwise, one has not experienced the depth. One keeps on thinking, I generate anger, it was very necessary, this fellow was not working properly, so I had to shout at him, I had to generate anger. What have you done? You want to rectify somebody outside? You couldn't rectify yourself? What you're doing? You're harming yourself. With this experience, one understands, look, I'm harming myself. Look, I'm harming myself. Nobody wants to harm oneself. Everyone wants to live a peaceful life, a happy life, a harmonious life. Habit pattern starts changing. Generating negativity will become less, 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 because one is experiencing now. It is so harmful to me. By mistake, I put my hand on burning fire. I take my hand back, it burns. I may make this mistake twice, thrice. This is fire, I can't touch it. Similarly, with this deep practical spirituality, when you go to the depth, you are bound to change your habit pattern. You come out of negativity, then only positivity remains. A pure mind, free from negativity, is always full of love, compassion, goodwill, tolerance. These are the qualities of pure mind. And then all your behavior with the people totally changes. Totally changes. Not that you are not able to work. I know with my experience, a number of executives who are coming to the courses with their experience, your capacity to work increases. Previously, when your mind is agitated at the depth, even you work for 8 hours, you feel so exhausted, so exhausted. If you practice this technique morning and evening, you find, what, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, and you feel so fresh. You feel like working more and more. A problem comes, immediately you go to the depth of the problem, find solution, and it's a good solution. Good decision, right decision, your capacity to work increases. So it gives results here and now. It is not something that after death you will get this heaven or that heaven. Yes, you will get that also. But what you get now, most important is what you get now. This is something which is very essential for everyone in the life, and especially those who lead the society, political leaders, social leaders, business leaders, administrative leaders. They have to learn. And this is giving result everywhere in the world where our people have started. During the last 33 years, it has spread around the world. It is giving result. You have to decide that whether only discussions about spirituality is good enough, understanding spirituality at the emotional level, accepting it emotional level, devotional level, is it good enough? Or understanding intellectual level is good enough? Or at the practical level, when really you apply this in your life, you will find you are a spiritual person. You may belong to this religion or that religion. Even somebody says, I don't believe to any religion. All right. This religion, that religion, no religion. You are a spiritual person. You live a spiritual life. You can't harm anybody. Because it becomes so clear at the experiential level. Now no more sermons. You can't harm anybody without first harming yourself. Can't harm. Any vocal or physical action which is unwholesome, which is going to harm somebody, always starts with some impurity or the other. You have to generate impurity in the mind. You want to kill somebody. You can't kill without generating anger, hatred, ill will, animosity. And you notice, look, I become so miserable, what I am doing. Before you kill somebody, you are killing your own peace and harmony. It becomes so clear. You steal something from somebody, not belonging to you. You have to generate greed. And when you reach that state, you notice greed as it arises, you have lost the balance of your mind. You have lost the peace of your mind. You have any kind of sexual misconduct, passion, lust, again, you lost the peace of your mind. Any vocal unwholesome action, you speak harsh words, you generate some abusive words, insulting words, you have to generate some defilement or the other. So before harming anybody, you are starting harming yourself. And if you are aware of that, whole practice is to be aware of oneself, not just aware of the reality outside. One must be aware of reality outside. But if you are aware of reality outside, not reality inside, then it is half-truth. And half-truth, partial truth, is distorted truth. When totality of the truth is there, then not distorted. Your decisions are always good. This is the situation outside. And this is what's happening inside. Then every decision will be a good decision. And business people, or any other, in any other section of the society, if they start working like this, they will live themselves a happy, harmonious, wholesome life, good for themselves and good for others. All of you who have joined today in this seminar, I will just recommend you, spare 10 days of your life. You have spent so many years to become master of business administration. Have 10 days to be real master of business administration, to be real master of yourself, so that you can get better results in your life. May all of you enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness.